Week 4 of the Idaho legislature is a time when more bills are introduced by lawmakers and when public testimony starts to heat up in committees. Among the bills introduced this week was a Stand Your Ground law that would protect homeowners and others who use deadly forest for protection from harm. Abortion and term limits also came up in the State House. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright there are also several dates to watch coming up in the legislature.
So we're almost a month in at this point, into the fourth week. Roughly 200 bills have been filed at this point. So, you know, we're starting to see a lot of legislation being introduced, being printed. So the action is now really picking up in the committees. You know, committees are getting bills introduced. They're starting to hold a lot more testimony. February in particular is a period when the action in the legislature is really kind of focused on the committees. And then toward the end of this month, what we'll see is a lot more bills starting to come out. And so we'll start to see more floor action toward the end of this month.
And we're coming up on a deadline for some of the bills that go through the Idaho legislature. What's important about February 12th this year?
That is the deadline for the introduction of most bills, constitutional amendments, and joint resolutions. There are a couple of committees, we've talked about this before, Samantha, that are privileged committees and can still introduce bills after that. But most of the bills will be introduced by the 36th legislative day. And then the other thing that will be happening toward the end of this month, so mark your calendars, you at home, is the budget setting begins. After JFACs hold all the hearings, they'll actually start trying to set budgets basically about the 19th of February, so a few more weeks down the road. Also, we've got filing deadlines for candidates coming up. This obviously isn't a direct result of the legislature, but it does have an impact on legislators. The filing deadline in Idaho this year begins on February 26th. You can't really officially file until the 26th of February. And the last day to file is March 9th. So there's just this rather small window of about 2 weeks there when candidates can file for office. And so we'll know kind of who in the legislature is running for what or if they're going to run again by the 9th of March.
We've seen a lot of bills this week about issues that have sometimes in the past been controversial. We've seen a bill about Sharia law, about Stand Your Ground. There was an abortion bill this week. What's going on with these bills?
Yeah, there's two things at least going on there. One is it's an election year. So we tend to see bills kind of playing to the base a little more in an election year. And also, it's been pointed out by a number of people that last year, there was some angst in the legislature and some discontent among some members of the legislature with the way the process was working. And there was appeared to be some kind of agreement at the end that, okay, we'll loosen it up a little this year. And by we, I mean leadership, allowing bills, you know, that are often introduced as personal bills, allowing them to get a hearing at least, which doesn't always happen, as we've talked about before. So I think it's a couple of things, but it does look like some of those kind of old standards that we see in a particularly a conservative wing of the legislature are coming back again this year.
And we saw some legislation this week. Actually, it's a resolution from Representative Heather Scott. What's that one all about?
This would create a constitutional amendment in Idaho, and it is a term limit. Revisiting this issue in Idaho, you may recall that back in about 1994 in Idaho, we imposed term limits, and that was done through the initiative process, which is not a constitutional amendment in Idaho. It's just a statute. And that bill was passed, that initiative was passed. We imposed term limits on most elected offices in Idaho, including not just the governor and the legislature, but including local offices. And that was actually, in my estimation, the thing that led to that bill being repealed. There were term limits placed on county coroners and sheriffs and city council members and school board members, for that matter. So I think it reached a bit too far, frankly. This bill is basically to impose term limits on the legislature, and it does a couple of things that are interesting. One of them is it would actually change the term of office in Idaho from 2 years in the House and 2 years in the Senate, and it would, in fact, change that to 4 years for the House and 4 years for the Senate, which is very unusual. There's only a few states that do that, and they're all southern states, by the way. And then it would impose a three-term limit. So 4 years, three terms equals a 12-year term limit, essentially. This is a constitutional amendment proposal. That has a long way to go, obviously. It'd have to pass in the House and the Senate. It would have to be referred to the public. So, you know, we'll see.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a new podcast called Legislative Breakdown. You can find it every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at boisestatepublicradio.org.